We got Kevin, we got Kate, we got Diane and Kristen, like always. And we are ready to dive into No Country for Old Kobolds. In the distance, we hear an eagle cry, shriek over a flatlands that looks like the Mars surface. A tumbleweed rolls past and the camera goes along with it. And as it rolls past a wooden sign that's written in some very bad handwriting saying, "Town no exists." This is Vonnyperg. Is that how it pronounces Vonnyperg?
Vonnyperg.
This is Vonnyperg. As we look past this town, as we look past the sign and into what is "town no exists," quote unquote, there are buildings just kind of out there in the open. Some of them are made from the earth around it. Some are made from like woods and like grasses. And yeah, we see small dog-like, dragon-like creatures all over, as this town has a population of about 50-ish kobolds. This is just a little small kobold community trying to exist, not doing a good job at hiding their existence, but they exist nonetheless. As the camera starts moving in, where are we going to find our first character?
I think there's a hut that basically resembles a giant pizza oven, and it's the town oven. And that is where you are going to find Zor Snacko. Zor is red horned, black eyed, gray scales, skinny. The word I was looking for is hungry looking. Hanging out by the town oven because, well, it's gonna be lunchtime soon, right?
Is there anything in the oven currently, or is it just called the oven?
No. Okay. It's just called the oven.
Okay. Is it an actual oven, or is it just called the oven?
It's an actual oven.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think we have a town chef.
All right. As we see Zor staring there, looking longfully at the oven, hoping something will manifest. Where does the camera go?
I think that from behind the oven, I imagine, what's, hold on, I gotta scroll over. Zor Snacko, okay. I think as Zor Snacko is waiting for something to magically pop out of this oven, even though they put nothing inside of it, what actually happens is that Mox Pebblefeet pops up from behind it, where they have been attempting to fix the oven since it's been broken for a couple of days. And although Zor knows it's been broken, they continue to show up at lunchtime, hoping that food will appear. Mox Pebblefeet is a short kobold. They have cat eyes, two horns, but one of them is chipped, and they have green and purple scales. They're currently wearing goggles that they wear when they tinker or fix things that makes their cat eyes look huge.
I think nearby in a sort of one of the buildings surrounding the oven, one of the adjacent buildings, in the alley between the oven and one of these buildings, actually, is is Young Boo, who has no horns. They have feathers, and they have wide eyes and iridescent scales, and they've got a crooked frame. They're bent. Their spine probably looks like that S everybody drew in middle school, is what it looks. And they're like sitting out on this tarp, and they're speaking with a woman, and they're just they are doing their practice of being a pet spirit medium for the town.
And the kobold that Nyong is it Nyong or Nyonger? How do you pronounce it?
Nyong.
Nyong. Okay, thank you. As Nyong's talking to, is an older kobold woman who's asking about her cat. So like you can see, like even though it's just a quiet montage as we're like focusing in on people, She has a tissue in her hand and just sort of dabbing away her tears and like taking Young's hands and holding and little claws and holding them.
And Young is holding her hands with one hand and with the other counting some money.
All right, and the camera stays there for a second as we see Young sort of like counting through the coins and then goes elsewhere.
And I think not far from Young, just kind of like right, like in the periphery, definitely listening to them be this site, this did you say it was a medium?
Pet medium. Yeah.
Which we see my character Nail Foghorn, who's kind of short with green scales, and both of their horns are chipped. They've been through some scuffles. They think you are full of crap, and so every time that they think that you are really, really full of shit, they play their foghorn. They just blow their foghorn at you.
So you just hear various tunes of like womp.
Yes, that is Lucas now. He says he wishes you gave him more treats.
This is how Nail entertains themselves.
And with that, and everybody sort of, you know, and the rest of the town just mingling here and there, the camera cuts to a kobold who is coming out of a I don't want to say haberdashery, because I don't know if y'all have haberdasheries or not, but like
haberdashery.
Now there's a haberdashery.
I knew what you meant.
Now there's a haberdashery in town.
Of course there is.
Don't have anything like, you know, like a chef, but you have a haberdashery in town. Haberdashery. And yeah, there's a single kobold comes out of the haberdashery, not too far from there, with red scales and like these bright yellow eyes. And they're walking, and you see them talking to someone as they're passing by. And then you see their foot do a tap. And then a tap tap. And then they just start moving sporadically. Like their feet have a mind of their own. And, you know, the person they're talking to stops and looks at them confused. And, you know, you can't hear anything that's being said. As they're like, you know, questioning each other, like what's going on. But that kobold who's moving around is just confused and then shocked and terrified of what it could be as the realization hits them. And the realization hits their friend too, as they're like, oh no. And you see them starting to back away from the person moving. And with that runaway screaming, as this one kobold's left alone in the middle of the town, just sort of dancing, as you think, on their own with no music. And you see the sadness in their eyes as they cannot stop. And so the dancing illness has hit the town once again. Yeah. And then another kobold comes out, unaware of what was happening, walks a little too close, and suddenly starts dancing as well. And now there's two of them are dancing together in the middle of town. And word spreads like wildfire in this small little village, and everybody knows. And soon, you all know.
When Nail learns of this, they do their alarm foghorn. Wah, 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 wah.
Diana brings her own sound effects.
We hear that sound, we get like smash cuts of all of these kobolds looking up in the air. cats voice to sound.
Like prairie dogs.
Yes. Yeah.
I only do that if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
And that is the only time where Nail is serious, is if there's an emergency. So I mess with my foghorn all the time, but that is when I do not make that noise flippantly.
But what qualifies as an emergency?
Unrestrained dancing.
Or just that?
It definitely happened when the oven broke.
Serious.
No, that's a why did I decide to do this?
Do we all rush? Because it's amazing.
This is who I've decided to be now. I've committed to it now.
Do we all?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. You're committed. We're 15 minutes in. This is it. Do we all rush to this, like, the center of town? And do we think we have a leader? Like,
Sal?
Is our oldest kobold our leader? Oh, yeah, old Sal.
I think it works for them to be de facto leader.
Yeah, they are the oldest.
Oh, 7-year-old Sal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if this is the only time that... Yeah. The foghorn is used seriously. We probably gather.
So do y'all gather to town, go to town square to see what's happening, or do y'all try to stay away? Or
no, we go to Young will hobble over to the town square.
Yeah, that's the cathedral oven.
So I think the oven's probably close to the town square.
Nearby.
Yeah.
So yeah,
which is good because Zor wasn't going to go that far away from the oven just in case.
Something yummy showed up.
Right, just in case it starts working.
Yeah.
And Hawaiian pizza comes out.
Magical Hawaiian pizza.
So yeah, old Sal is standing there, resting on his on their cane. They are seven. They are ancient.
They are seven.
Compared to kobolds.
So
you know,
yeah.
Their scales were once black, have all gone silver. And there's like a little specks of black scales here and there. So they got like a salt and pepper look to them. Their horns are one's completely like a stub and the other one's a full horn. Gray eyes that look like they're possibly, you know, with age getting a little cataracty, so they're a little milky. And they're but they can still see what's going on. They can sense it in the air, and they're standing there, at a distance from, and just watching the two dance. And they just sigh heavily as they're like resting on their cane, waiting for people to show up to help.
Salamaka, what did you do now?
Me? I didn't do anything.
Are you not leader? Does not all responsibility fall on your shoulders?
But I don't make people dance. We need it. We need to fix this before more people get sick. Because, or even worse, they dance themselves to death.
And how do you plan on fixing this?
Oh, I'm too old to go out. I need people to go out.
You are only 2 months older than I.
I forgot your character is old.
But I am the leader. I need to stay here and make sure people are safe. Not getting sick.
You should lead from the front, not from the rear, as true leadership dictates. You will go out and search for the remedy. I shall stay here in your stead and lead. And prove it.
You can't even say that with a straight face, can you?
I'm here for Kevin to take over as leader right out the gate.
that a move? Mutiny.
It's a mutiny.
It is now.
Okay, rewrite the playbook.
I like to think this argument happens.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Exactly.
I believe it now. This is my oven.
The lunch was like 10 minutes late once.
Right.
There's a POG shortage.
We see this like once a week, this argument happens. The great POG shortage. Oh no. Gosh.
But yeah, the other three, if y'all come up, you'll see these two squabbling about leadership. And like always, this isn't anything new, but like, you know. Lead from the front, but I can't. The people need me here.
Ma.
It's just a flock horn.
Dyer's character has no voice. It is just flock horn sounds, and they're all stated in the final cut.
It was very specific Cobalt dialect, specific to this family starting this generation.
It's my bullshit detector. When I think you're lying, I blow my horn. When I call bullshit, I'm just like, bullshit.
When you think anyone's lying, or when you think that... Mox kind of rolls their eyes since we see this squabble happen like any time, right? Like a tumbleweed came through once and they squabbled over that. So I think Mox will interrupt and say, oh, not this again. How do we find the cure?
You know, from my memory, hold on. And you see them pause and like try to feel like they're trying to physically grab something from the back of the brain because, you know, it takes a while to process. There's legends that the fairies have the answer in the purple woods. Yes. Yes, the fairies.
Yes, while you go quorum with the fairies, I will be here to watch over the town.
No, I need to be here. I'm the oldest. I stay here. I am too old to go looking for antidotes and cures and what have you. And also... there's centaurs in those woods. There are a lot. We need our strongest fighters to go help out the scouting crew.
Centaurs? Has anyone been to the Purple Woods?
Then you know the way. Such a journey will be easy for you.
It was 6 years ago. Things have changed.
We're not even gonna get out of this village in this game. Well, I will go, yes, but I will need a map.
Who's gonna go with you?
I think Mox looks around. Who will come with me? Also, side note, I like to think that we have a drawer somewhere of maps that are all like cocktail napkins and people just wrote down or post-it notes. Yeah, I think, you know what I mean? Like as, the map
as
drawer.
As they're talking to you, they're going to start like hobbling to the town hall, quote unquote, where all the official documents are, which is like a hut with like a pile of papers in the corner or something. And they're going to go in and start, like, looking for maps and shuffling things around and all that.
Well, I guess I'll go. They've got pizza in the forest.
Oh, you gotta be careful about that pizza. That's for the fairies.
You gotta be careful with lots of kinds of pizza.
I'm sure the fairies won't miss a piece.
But what are you going to give the fairies in return, especially if they're going to give you the potion?
I was gonna say, nice handshake.
Nail, you should come with us too so that you can blow your foghorn.
Your bullshit detecting skills will be very valuable in these negotiations.
That's my song of celebration.
I thought it was okay. More bullshit.
Almost indistinguishable, one might say.
You complimented my bullshit detection, so. Now I do a little
dance.
That means
they agree. They will come with us.
Yes, and I give you dagger.
Do you stop
eyeballs.
Dancing, Nail, so we know you don't have the sickness?
And Nail can talk. They're just currently choosing not to.
Not to. Yeah. I love it.
I feel like Nail's very, like, much the Silent Bob that we need in our lives. But, yeah, so Old Sal eventually finds the paperwork and the map, and it's just like a... It looks like it's an old Valentine card. Like, you know, those Valentine's cards that you get, like, when you're kids.
Who would write you a Valentine, Salamanca?
I don't know, but it wasn't a pog, so I did not accept. But I kept it as a treat. But it has a map on it, and they flip it around. And on the back, it basically has, like, one of those, like, little, like... And it has, like, the little, like, tumbleweed symbol for the town. And, like, the little, like, dash lines, and then, like, an X. Oh, and there's, like, some trees, which is just, like, a thing with the zigzags to, like, show trees. Yeah. And there's a couple
like
of those.
Like, one line, and then a zigzag over it.
And then some, like, mountains, which are, like, just upside-down Vs. It's very rudimentary drawings. And then you see a stick figure with, like, wings on it, and then, like, a stick figure with, like, a horse, like, another stick figure body horse thing. I don't know. I can't describe how stick figures look like, but it looks like a centaur, quote unquote. Yeah, and then there's like one with wings and it's fairies.
We know that's what it is.
There's like a circle with like things inside of it and it's pizza, like. But it gives you directions how to get to the forest.
Yeah, I think Mox, unless someone else takes it, I think Mox takes the map and it's like, oh,
yes, it was not
one
me.
Of our
it was
maps.
Oh, what is their name? And you see them, like, pause and just, like, try to remember.
Don't think too hard, old man.
What am I thinking about again?
The
I believe you were calling the tale of the giver.
Yes. Wiggles the giver.
Yeah, so I think Mox has the map, and as they say that it's one of their better
yes,
drawn
but one
maps,
thing,
they're holding it upside
one thing
down.
I do know, and I think the Old Sal takes the map and just, like, turns it right side back and, like, puts it back in your hands. There you go. Better.
No, I do not think this is the way. Turn it back upside down.
No, that is the way. And, like, Old Sal turns it back.
You are no cartographer.
And you are? Yes. You'll be going into the woods.
What will we need for this
journey? Nail pulls out, like, their giant stash of Brussels sprouts. With, like, big eyes. These are their weapons.
Oh. Wait, they're weapons?
Yes!
Weapon is Brussels sprouts.
I use them as projectiles.
Oh my god.
And they can also be used as food.
Zora picks one up and, like, peels one leaf off of it. And starts nibbling. No.
Zora's like
just very hungry.
Brussels sprouts?
Okay. It's like one of those things where you're like
clearly very hungry.
Like,
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to eat it, but I'm going to eat it. So, yes, you'll need weapons to protect yourself because there are centaurs and the fairies. Also, you need to figure out what you're going to give the fairies so they can give you the potions. Because they don't give that out for free.
What do they like to have in trade?
Roll. I know, right? We're playing a game. Like, what is this?
I forgot about dice.
Yeah. Let's do tribal knowledge. When you explain the unknown by retelling the stories of your village, roll plus ingenuity. So I think there's going to be a story of, maybe you'll remember a story of some sorts that has that. And I think you'll have pretty high ingenuity as a village, right? Yeah, three. Actually,
like we yes, do. We have three
yeah.
ingenuity.
Yeah, so roll 2d6 plus three. No, just Kristen. Okay. 13, nice. On a 10 plus, ooh, there is 10, a detailed 13. Story that explains exactly the situation tells it. Take plus one forward when acting on this information. So, Kristen, what do you think the fairies would want in return?
Oh, I think they want, because we're being silly, I think that they want weapons and tiny disguises to help
hide little gorilla fighters.
It is a civil war in the Purple Forest. Centaurs versus the fairies. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there's a story. I was like, oh yes, legend told. 5 years ago, the fairies were tired of the centaurs in the area. And they looked to either push them away or have equal footing in the Purple Forest and not be ruled by the centaurs anymore. I think, yes, that's the story. Mm-hmm. They want help, if anything. So if you can provide this help for them, be little costumes or weapons, they'll be greatly appreciative. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they'll be willing to give us them in the potions? I was going to see if I could tinker something, but tinker specific for a trap or a lock, because clearly whoever created this game nope. did not think about having to make disguises.
I don't know why
they didn't think about that while creating this game.
It's an extreme oversight. How dare they? What was that, Kate?
So who says the disguises aren't actually a trap?
They're disguised as bear traps.
Oh.
Their disguises are as bears.
I love what we've done here.
Bear costumes.
Six fairies in a bear suit.
They're distinctly different bears that would not be in that forest. So one's a panda, one's a grizzly, and one's a polar bear. Like we bear bears, because that's the best thing in the world. Yes! They do the stack!
They stack up on top of each other?
Because of course. You have to pan.
I was going
to
say, there's a koala. It has to be a koala. And then there's one that's not really a bear exactly. It's just kind of a furry costume.
Like a sun bear.
Yes.
Can please, I make a roll to see if I can make these costumes?
Please. So much.
Okay. So the mechanics for Tinker won't apply. Do you want me to give you a straight roll?
Give me or... just a 2d6. That sounds good.
2d6.
Nice.
Oh, so I rolled a 5 and a 6.
You did it. You done did it. They look good for a kobold's quality. So take that how you want.
Yeah.
How big are they compared to you? Like, are they like kobold size? Okay. Are they bigger than kobolds? Or like,
who's our tallest kobold? I think that's how I think
it,
I use them as a model.
Is it Zor?
Yeah,
Zor your model
so
that you're like,
okay.
Stand still.
Yeah, this is pretty comfy. Can I get one of these for myself?
Make you a bear onesie.
I'll make you one.
It's like comfy jammies.
So are y'all wearing them out there to like disguise yourselves, or are y'all just having them?
Zora is.
Sure. Yeah, so we are 100% in Wee Bear Bear costumes now, officially.
Ice Bear.
That's fair. Kate.
Oh gosh, I haven't seen Wee Bear Bears in so long. Who does that even
jealous?
Leave? Who does that even leave?
I'm Pam Pam
Grizz.
Then.
Grizz and Grizz. Then whatever.
Is Grizz left?
Yeah, because I'm too big to that be little. That, but
do y'all
but that's really more sure. Where my energy aligns. So I feel very uncomfortable being the grizzly bear in this situation.
All right, so you'll have your costumes to like disguise yourself out into the woods, which in turn you'll give over to the fairies. You have snacks and weapons in the form of Brussels sprouts. Anything else that you want to get before you go? What kind of pet is it?
Oh, I have a pet. It's a butterfly. Yeah, I have a pet that you have a loyal and effective animal companion. When you fight with your animal companion, take +1. I have a butterfly.
So it's a dragonfly.
I'm like, that's crossing the line. That's where I've gone too far.
I could not have expected that in a million years. Butterflies that spit fire.
Yeah, I have this cute little butterfly that rests on my shoulder, and then when we fight, it flies up and then it spits a stream
but
of fire.
But it's the size of a butterfly, so it's like a little like. Oh, nice!
I want it to be a little bit bigger, like the size of my hand. Like this on my shoulder, which listeners can't see, but it's bigger than the average. Butterflies are larger right. here in this,
I'm just
in this fantasy world it. Than in. You're right, Kate. I'm sorry.
As you're heading towards the outside of town, past the city center, you see it's now gone to about five kobolds dancing at this point. The first one who kept going. Is starting to look ragged. Like they're starting to get worn out. But they cannot stop. And y'all leave town and you have the map and there's two directions that were provided. Which way are y'all heading?